Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Carol Klein from Gastonia, North Carolina.
No, we've been to North Carolina a few times, but I've never come across Gastonia, Carol. Where's that?
It is about 20 miles west of Charlotte, and we get a lot of kidding from the charlatans that it sounds like an intestinal illness.
Gastonia?
Gastonia.
Oh, Gastonia.
Yes.
What do you do there in Gastonia?
I run the household here.
Uh-huh.
Sounds a little more prestigious than being a homemaker, doesn't it? And I do volunteer work in our community, and I do some literacy tutoring, and that's helping adults learn to read.
That's a great work.
And well, I think the Pope could have used me a couple of weeks ago, don't you think?
I think so, if only you were there. I like that runs the household.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to start saying that about my wife. She commands this redoubt.
There you go.
Anyway, welcome to our show, Carol.
Thank you.
Now, Carol Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
Sure am.
Here's your first limerick.
Belgian drivers are not even keeled. Intersections are like jousting fields. With airbags as shields, we drivers are steeled. We might perish, but we never
yield.
Exactly right.
All right.
Stop signs in Belgium, they don't need no stop signs. Because of their very simple traffic rules. The driver on the right always has the right of way unless they have stopped at an intersection, or unless the other car is on a smaller side street, or unless there's a sign saying otherwise. See? Perfectly clear. Because these interesting rules tend to lead to impromptu, friendly, deadly collisions, insurance companies in Belgium are pushing for stop signs to be imported into that country, but the Belgian Transport Ministry is resistant to the change. Why? Because, quote, we have to put signs at every crossroads, and we have a lot of intersections.
I'm ready for the next one.
Okay.
Right.
No. I understand.
She definitely runs the household.
You have a home to command. You can't be wasting your time waiting for us to make amusing comments about stop signs in Belgium. We will move on.
Good.
She's got the cleaning products doing close order.
No. We gotta go. Charlie.
Let's
Carl,
go.
Read that limerick now.
Like a rock is a song we will chuck, but now ad copy writers are stuck. Rosa Parks, MLK. They had something to say. Maybe they can help sell Chevy's
truck.
Yes, very good. GM's new ads are designed to position the Chevrolet Silverado as America's truck. And since nothing says America and truck like the civil rights movement, their new ads feature shots of Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks. The new tagline of the ads is, "This is our country, this is our truck," which narrowly beat out the second place contender. "With our extended cab, you'll want to sit in the back."
That'll fill the old mailbag.
Woof. All right, Carl, let's go.
Carol, you already won, too. You can just end this now and get going.
Know, we
if you
could.
Need to. It's up to you. You want to hear the last limerick?
Sure, let's
All right,
do it.
Let's go.
Here we go. Science fiction turns fact rather soon. Sometimes lava tubes are quite a boon. Put our files in the craters and get them out later. We'll store all our stuff on the
moon.
Yes. Do you want me to explain this, Carol, or do you need to go now?
No.
Okay, all right.
I want to hear what I win.
All right, some people...
And she wants to hear it now.
Some people look at the moon and see its beauty. Others look up and see storage space. One NASA scientist is suggesting that hollow lava tubes on the moon would be the perfect place to keep all that extra stuff that's cluttering up our planet. Digital information files mainly, plus plant and animal matter, family photos, anything that we want to keep in a safe place. Right now, though, the idea is just sort of pie in the sky, although some enthusiastic pack rats have been observed renting U-Haul trucks with really unlimited miles. Carl, how did Carol do in our quiz?
Well, Carol, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine because you had three correct answers, and that means you win our prize.
Wonderful.
Very good, Carol.
All right.
Thank you so much for playing, and I'm sorry we took up so much of your valuable time.
Thanks, Peter.
Bye-bye, Carol.
Bye. Mm-hmm.